All right, Fritz Berger, bloodandfaith.com. I wanted to talk about the Antichrist. And it's been something that I've been musing over and talking over and writing about quite a bit over the last, year and a half now, a couple of years. And it's gained me some small amount of notoriety. But the Holy Scriptures are the Holy Scriptures. And I do my best to stick to what the Holy Scriptures say because that's my safe spot. That's where I feel safe. I say, here's what the Scriptures say. Like it, don't like it, it doesn't matter to me. But I'm going to be faithful to Jesus Christ. I'm going to be faithful to my monarch. And I'm going to repeat the words that he said. And not only the words that he said that are recorded in the book of Acts and the Gospels and the Revelation, but also the entire word. Jesus Christ is called the Word of God. And it's the Spirit of Jesus that inspired people to write the Holy Scriptures, from Moses down to John. So I'm not going to forsake those words. I'm not going to denounce them. I'm not going to reinterpret them away via the traditions of men. I'm going to tell you what they say. Now, it's very interesting that there's a certain group of people who think they're better than everybody. I don't know how else to say it. It's almost become too obvious that they think it's their place in the world to tell people what they can say, what they can't say. And unfortunately, they've trained many Christians to be obedient to them. Christians are obedient to these people that are you call them social justice warriors, call them the woke, call them the Anti-Defamation League, call them what you want. Who are they to tell me what I can or cannot say? This is especially true of organizations like the quote-unquote Anti-Defamation League, whose stock in trade is actually defamation. They go around and call people naughty names, racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, Hitler's Nazis, white supremacists. They defame people in order to lord it over people. They defame people in order to guilt manipulate people. They defame people in order to generate hatred against people that don't think like them. They don't like me. And my sin is reading the Holy Scriptures. My sin is standing up for what Jesus Christ explicitly said. My sin is saying, hey, this is what the Bible says. If I'm wrong, fine. Tell me I'm wrong. But how dare you call me a dirty name or try to control me because you disagree with me? And unfortunately, the church is fallen for that trick. Church will bend over backwards to make sure the Antichrist people are happy. And that's rebellion against Jesus Christ. It's bowing the knee to the Antichrist. It's not right. All right, John chapter, actually 2 John. We're going to start in 2 John. 2 John. Chapter 1, there's only one chapter, verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who did not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. All right? Stop right there. Those not acknowledging that the Christ has come in the flesh. A lot of people say, oh yeah, Jesus was around. We recognize him as a historical figure. But you add on the word Christ, which means the anointed one, the Messiah, the Redeemer. Like, no. He's not the Messiah. He's not the anointed one. He's not the Redeemer. That's the difference. Okay, those people that deny that the Redeemer has come in the flesh are Antichrist. First of all, they're deceivers. They're deceivers. For many deceivers have gone into the world. Those who don't acknowledge, they don't acknowledge that the Christ has actually come in the flesh. The Christ came in the flesh 2,000 years ago. It's the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ. What does it say about these people? For many deceivers have gone into the world. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Oh, God. Come on, church, wake up. For many deceivers have gone out into the world. Those who don't acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Many deceivers. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. It's one of the same. Who does not acknowledge that the Christ has already showed up in the flesh? And why does the church listen to him? Why does the church worship, literally worship the Antichrist? Who's the Antichrist? For many deceivers have gone into the world, those who did not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. This is the deceiver. This is the deceiver, the Antichrist. Stop right there. Many deceivers who deny that the Redeemer of mankind has come in the flesh. And he did. He came in the flesh 2,000 years ago. This is the deceiver. This is the Antichrist. All right? Who denies that Jesus Christ would come in the flesh? The Talmud people. People that crucified him 2,000 years ago. The spiritual heirs of the Talmud. The people that live under Judaism. The people that follow the Talmud. All right. Watch yourselves that you don't lose what you've accomplished, but that you receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ, that this is, in fact, the Redeemer of God, the Anointed One of God, does not have God. If you don't abide in that teaching, you don't have God. I don't care. I don't care who you say you are. I don't care if you say you're a chosen person. If you don't acknowledge that Jesus Christ has already come in the flesh, you don't have God, according to the Holy Scriptures. You don't like that? Hey, it's Holy Scriptures. The one who abides in the teaching that Christ has already come in the flesh, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you, listen to me, listen to me. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house. Do not give him a greeting. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. And for the life of me, I do not understand Christians who worship people who deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. I don't understand that. I don't understand pastors who worship and fellowship with and greet with and exalt as the chosen people of God those who deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Here's what the Holy Scriptures say. Here's what the Spirit of Jesus inspired John to write. He said, don't give them a greeting, for the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. We got some house cleaning to do, church. Why do we exalt and worship? I don't know how else to say it. It's just we worship the Antichrist. We worship the Antichrist. We exalt and grovel before those who have consciously and explicitly denied that the Christ has already come in the flesh. Why? For many deceivers have gone into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver of the Antichrist. Right there. 2 John 7 through 11. And you got these pastors and preachers going around saying, oh, they're the chosen race. How can you say that they who fit the description of the Antichrist are the chosen race? A strong deception, perhaps? Does that go into Revelation where it says, hey, come out of her, my people, come out of her, so you don't share her plagues and you don't share her sins? Which, again, is repeated here in 2 John verse 11. Do not receive them into your house. Do not give them a greeting, for the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. All right, Revelation warns, come out of the mystery Babylon. Come out of there. That you're gonna share in the same plagues that she's sharing in. Y'all been hoodwinked. Y'all been deceived. You're looking for some handsome devil in a nice suit, got a couple little horns popping up. So, there ain't no Antichrist. John says this, for many deceivers have, past tense, have gone, past tense, out into the world. Those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist. Oh, they're God's chosen people. This is the Antichrist. Watch yourselves. It's a warning. Watch yourselves that you don't lose what we've accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. I don't care how offended they are. Doesn't matter how offended they are. You need to be worried about offending Jesus Christ, not offending the Antichrist. The one who abides in this teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house. Do not give him a greeting, for the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. All right? Very simple. Let's move back to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? Who is the liar but the one that denies that Jesus? Why does the church listen to liars? Why does the church listen to liars? Church says, oh, well, you know, we're not deceived. Oh, if you listen to liars, you're going to be deceived. If you fellowship with liars, you're going to be deceived. If you worship liars, you're going to be deceived. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. The one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has a follower, has the Father also. As for you, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and the Father. All right? Now, there are many antichrists, there's many deceivers. I read once that a certain famous person, the Pope, even denied, you know, Jesus was just some dude. I don't know where he falls out on this. But if you're worshiping a people, and groveling before a people that deny that the Christ has come in the flesh, you're making a big fat mistake. It fits the description of the Antichrist. And the scriptures say, hey, don't greet them. Don't let them in your house. He who greets them participates in their evil deeds. And why do you listen to liars? Who is the liar but the one that denies that the Christ has come in the flesh? Let's go back and read it again. 1 John. 1 John chapter 22. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? Who denies that Jesus is the Christ? It's the Talmud people. I mean, let alone the atheists. I mean, I don't know what the atheists think. Those are all traditions of men too. Denying that there's a God, those are all traditions of men. This is why it's a universal problem. Did God really say? Goes right back to Eve. Did God really say? Well, you know, God really didn't mean that. Didn't really say that. You had to interpret it within the context of the times. Goes all the way back to Eve. This evil spirit goes all the way back to Eve. All right, and the people that picked up on it most were the people that had the law, had the prophets, and turned away from it. Jesus Christ talks about this quite extensively. Matthew chapter 15 talks about that. In fact, let's go there. Why don't we just go there? Let's go to Matthew chapter 15. It's worth talking about. It's worth reading. It's worth going over. This is what Judaism is. This is what the Talmud is, okay? You want to know what the Talmud is? Matthew chapter 15. My thumbs are slow this afternoon. Staying with me. All right. Some of the Pharisees. Then some of the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem. So they traveled all the way out to find Jesus. Okay, what's a Pharisee? Pharisees are the rabbis of 2,000 years ago. Okay, they learned the traditions of the elders. 2,000 years ago, the traditions of the elders were an oral tradition, supposedly passed down from Moses through the fathers to the children, you know, for centuries. And this was the traditions of the elders. And later on, 200-300 after the resurrection, they wrote this stuff down. And it becomes the Talmud. The Talmud's got two parts. It's the whatever. Okay, they wrote this stuff down. And that's the foundation of their Antichrist religion. It's Antichrist. Judaism's Antichrist. Any Christian that doesn't believe that doesn't abide in the tradition of Christ. Judaism is Antichrist. It's Antichrist. He who rejects that Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, is Antichrist. Oh, that's, you're anti-Semitic. I don't care about your man-made traditions. And we're going to talk about your man-made traditions. Here's how Jesus Christ would approach it. So some of the Pharisees and the scribes, they came up to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? Mark that down. Write that down in your Bible. The tradition of the elders. All right? The tradition of the elders. They're worried about their traditions. That's like saying, how come you're racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic? The traditions of the elders. All these things that are man-made moralities, man-made impositions, have no foundation in the law of the prophets, no foundation in the Holy Scriptures. So all these people are going to Jesus. Why, how come you're not following the traditions of the elders? Oh. All right, here's the response. For they don't wash their hands when they eat bread. And he, which is Jesus, answered them and said, you can't get a better response than this. Why do you yourselves transgress the commandments of God for the sake of your tradition? That's it in a heartbeat. Okay, that's what I fight in a heartbeat right there. That's what I fight in the Christian church, in the evangelical church, as well as with the Talmud. That's it right there. Jesus Christ said it right there. Why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? And the church comes up with all these traditions. Well, we don't have to follow the commandment of God because we got our traditions. It's the same evil spirit that seduced Eve. It's the same evil spirit that caused the Talmud people to reject the law, to reject the prophets, and come up with their traditions, which becomes later on is written down as the Talmud. It's the same evil spirit, same thing that got Eve. Same thing that's in the evangelical church today. Same spirit. It's the same nasty, evil spirit. Oh, God loves everybody. Did you forget the great flood? Did you forget eternal hellfire? Did you forget wide is the way that leads to destruction? And many go there? Oh, well, we don't want to offend anybody. The loving kindness of God leads people to repentance. You know what? Satan himself quoted scripture to Jesus Christ as his temptation. And the scripture he quoted was indeed true, but it was the wrong application. And when you go out and you build a little religion around this or that, and you neglect the context and the grand narrative, man, you're lost. This is what these folks did. Oh, well, what that really means is, well, here's the traditions of the elders. And then you're lost. And so then somebody comes out and actually reads what the Antichrist is. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. I'm not interested in your traditions of the elders. That's the problem. That's what screwed them up 2,500 years ago. That's what screwed up the evangelical church today. They got all these little traditions. God loves everybody. He's a loving God. He forgives. We're a welcoming church. We're tolerant and inclusive. God understands. You've been created a new religion, man. You've created an entirely different religion. It's like Madonna, the singer Madonna. She's out there. She's whatever she is. She's out there wearing her cross, doing her thing. It's like you can't baptize that stuff. Okay, Jesus. Why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil of father and mother shall be put to death. Hello? Hello? We're going right after the fifth commandment there. Jesus says, this is the law. This is the fifth commandment. You honor your father and mother, and anybody who speaks evil shall be put to death. And that's why I have a real problem with people going out and saying, oh, so-and-so is racist, and your ancestors were racist, and the Europeans are racist. You're cursing your father and your mother. That's against the fifth commandment. You can't do that, church. You can't denounce your ancestors. You don't have permission to break the fifth commandment. This is Jesus Christ saying that. Whoever speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. That's the red. Jesus Christ said that. Church does not have any permission to go out there and curse their ancestors and call them racist and Nazis and Hitlers and white supremacists. You don't have permission. You don't have a right to do that. What the church has done is they elevate their traditions over the law and the commandments. Here's Jesus explaining to the Pharisees. Pharisees, he says, you say, whoever says to his father and mother, whatever I have that would have helped you has to be given to God. He doesn't honor his father and mother. And by this, you invalidate the word of God for the sake of your traditions. So the Pharisees are saying, hey, yeah, honor your father and mother. But if you give the money to me, that's you're honoring your father and mother. Because that would be very honorable for your father and mother, for you give the money to us. Oh, what a tangled web we weave, evangelical church. What a tangled web we weave. Who out there is telling her, hey, you go take care of your parents financially. Put them ahead of anything else. Who's doing that? Jesus said, by this you invalidate the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites. You hypocrites. Rightly did Isaiah say, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. This is what I fight against. You can see it in the Talmud. That's the foundation of Judaism. The Talmud that you say, oh, they got the Holy, they got the Torah, they got the law. Yeah, and they use the Talmud to interpret it. That's like saying the Mormons have the Bible, but they interpret it with the Book of Mormon. It's the same evil spirit. Eve had the Word of God. Snake comes along. Snake said, yeah, but did God really say that? You should probably interpret it differently. Same evil spirit goes all the way back. And then Jesus Christ comes along and he says, Revelation 3:9, John 8:44. He didn't really say it. He didn't really mean that. Well, that was only for specific time, specific people. And the church, the evangelical church, literally denies the words of Jesus Christ for their traditions. Disciples came to him. I love this. This is a great following. Disciples came up and he said to Jesus, Jesus, don't you know you're offending the Talmud people? It literally says this. It says the Pharisees. Well, the Pharisees are the Talmud people. They're the leaders of the Talmud religion. They taught the Talmud. Disciples are all worried. They're all nervous. Jesus, Jesus, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard the statement? But Jesus answers. He said, every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, they will both fall into the pit. Hello, what did Jesus Christ just say? My Father didn't plant them. My Father didn't plant them. Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. This is what Jesus Christ says into response to the fact that the Talmud people were offended by Jesus Christ. Hey, my dad didn't plant those folks. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. Talmud folks are blind guides of the blind. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. Why do you exalt your man-made traditions over the words of Jesus Christ, Mr. Evangelical? Come on. This is baby stuff. This is simple stuff. All right. Let's go on. Since we're here in Matthew chapter 15, I love this one, the Syrophoenician worship. Double minority with a special needs child? Hello? Don't tell me Jesus Christ is the kinder. And that. You All right. So he meets the Canaanite woman. All right. She says, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed. But he did not answer her a word. Isn't that a great time to do some moral posing, Jesus? Here's a minority woman. Here's a minority woman. And a demon-possessed, screwed-up kid. Wouldn't this be a great time to say, oh, you're God's precious child. I'm going to help you. You're a double minority with special needs kid. Great time to do some moral posing. It says, Jesus Christ did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and implored him, saying, send her away because she keeps shouting at us. Oh, I would have loved to have been there. Would have loved to have been there. God, send him away, Jesus. He keeps shouting at us. He answered and he said, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh, Jesus is racist. He's xenophobic. He's just going after the house of Israel, his own people. These are false accusations. that Satan has his sins, and he accuses people of sins to guilt manipulate them and get them to do things that they got no business doing. I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus says to the double minority with special needs child. She came and began to bow low before him and said, "Yes, Lord, help me." He answered, "It's not good. It is not good to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Jesus called her a dog, called her and her kid a dog. I'm telling you, man, I've told people for 30 years if people would read the Bible, they'd make it illegal. Well, guess what's happening? That's kind of where we're at right now, because there's people out there that are willing to read the Holy Scriptures. The church isn't. The evangelical church won't read it. Especially a female minority with a special needs child. Jesus said, I ain't helping you. I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman says, it's not good to take. Jesus says, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Called them a dogs. Okay, listen to me very carefully. There's a reason that Jesus Christ said, even to John the Baptist, blessed are those who don't stumble over me. I think with John the Baptist, he said, John sent somebody to Jesus and said, "Hey, are you the one?" And Jesus said, "Hey, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, deaf hear, and blessed is he who's not offended by me." Well, you got a lot of wokesters offended by Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 15. Double minority, special needs child. Jesus said, "I ain't helping you. But I ain't giving my food to the dogs. Y'all are dogs." So the woman humbles herself. He said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from the master's table." Then Jesus said, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish." And at once her daughter was healed. I don't know. Do evangelicals believe this story anymore? The priority was the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What does that do to your whole theory on, it's the Christian virtue is, racism is evil? What do you do with Jesus Christ right here? Oh, he didn't mean that. He didn't really say that. You're taking it out of context. And on and on and on you go, because you're doing exactly what he warned at the very beginning of Matthew chapter 15 when he said you elevate your traditions over the word of God, over the law and the prophets. It's right here. It's right here. And I'm telling you, the world is kidnapped intellectually, morally, and philosophically, because they've got these traditions of men, Talmudic ideas, Judaic ideas, and say, yeah, we got the law and the prophets, but no, never mind that. We got our oral traditions that are going to overrule the law. All right. Don't you love the Bible? You read this stuff and you're going, where does this stuff come from? I never saw that before. Yeah, it's all there. We'll stop there. That's good for now. But that's it. You want to know who the Antichrist is? I mean, you're reading these books written in the 1970s, trying to figure out who it is, trying to spell some dude's name, and it's right in your face. It's right amongst us. Antichrist rules over us to the extent that we submit to them. Who are these people to tell me what to believe? Who are they to tell me what to believe? Who are they when they deny that the Christ has come in the flesh? Who are they to say what is acceptable and not? They're liars and are the Antichrist. Who are they to come out and say, well, you can't say that in the Holy Scripture, and the church obeys them? Church believes in them? I got news for you. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. You want to know what he said? Read what he said. Who are these people who reject Jesus as the Messiah to tell anybody on the planet what to do or say? Church? All right, that's enough for now. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Out.